Hi, it's Mac on Friday the 20th of April, approximately 4 p.m. Just been listening to Boo by Simon, SM2N. It's a follow-up Boo to some other Boos that have been made, which basically started off by Stefano Slandi. And a couple of things I'd like to pick out of Simon's most recent Boo. And the first thing is that Simon seems to be discontented with the fact that Apple does not provide everything regarding the operation of the trackpad. We're talking here about the trackpad for the iMac for a desktop. And that, although I did mention there was a program from another supplier that added additional features to the trackpad, I have to say that, first of all, although I did download it 2 weeks ago, I've never used it because it just allows me to do a lot more in-depth stuff, which I've never got around to actually doing. And so my everyday use of the trackpad is as you would have used the mouse before. And as I said previously in my Boo, that the mouse is totally redundant, absolutely redundant. I'll never go back to a mouse. The trackpad does everything and more than, for me, than what the mouse did. And I appreciate everybody's different on this. I mean, how they're happier with the mouse, or the trackpad doesn't do it for them, or whatever. And basically, that's what it is. It's down to personal preferences. I found that the trackpad was a revelation to me, to be honest with you, because I'd used trackpads on laptops before. I don't have a laptop now. I haven't had one for a long. Well, that's not true. I have a netbook. Okay, which is slightly different. Okay, with the netbook, it's not the same as having a full-blown laptop. But let's just say that I haven't had a trackpad laptop for a while, and I always found they were kind of constrained. I never really got the hang of them, to be honest with you. But this trackpad is just, for me, totally amazing. And I think Apple done a fantastic job on that trackpad. And where I disagree with Simon is that I don't think that you can expect Apple to do everything and provide absolutely everything that can be possibly done on an iMac desktop from the trackpad. There's, with anything in this world, no matter what it is, there's always a compromise. And of course, Apple probably had to compromise on what features could be done without going altering the programming on the Mac too much, which may interfere with other things. And obviously, you're trying to get a product out there, trying to get it sold, you're trying to get it out in the market. You do your absolute utmost, and you get it out there, and it is at its best. But then developers from other sources come along, and they can spend more time, because they're either going to sell the app or give it for free just to get their name out there in the market, are going to take more time and find ways of improving that product. And that's exactly what happens with, for example, the piece of software I mentioned for the trackpad. And Apple's no different from any other computer company. Windows do it. Every other business does it. It doesn't matter. If you think of everything that's on an Apple, and look at the apps, then look at the additional programs you can get for the desktop that do things better, that do writing better, that do photo better, they do movie better. It's always a compromise. You can't, and you can never be top of the tree. You can never ever put something out there. By the time you have developed something that is the absolute bee's knees, it is the best in the world today. Tomorrow it won't be. And that's true for everything in this world, basically. So I disagree with Simon on the fact that he expects Apple to actually produce stuff that no one should need to come along with some kind of aftermarket program or app. that then improves on it, because that's just the way everything goes. It doesn't matter what it is. The second point that Simon says or brings up is the trackpad motions on between the MacBook Pro and the MacBook Air, I think he was saying, and why should they be different? Why should the trackpad movements be different? I don't know. I can't answer that. I'm guessing Simon's no slouch with the computer, so I'm assuming, Simon, that you there isn't a way in the settings to actually get it to do exactly what you want it to do. In other words, to be as identical as possible as the MacBook trackpad. I just can't figure out in my head, because all I'm saying is my views on it, with no real experience, that I can't get around my head why they would produce a different system on the MacBook Air, on the MacBook Air's trackpad, than they do in the MacBook Pro. I would only guess that it may be in the settings, that you may have to delve deeper into the settings, or have you actually contacted Apple and asked him, or put the point to them, and see what they say? Because I'll tell you what I do, and I'll be perfectly honest with you here. If I need help with something, I do go in. There's Macworld, and there's the Mac forums, and there's Mac Fixit. There's various things out there, and I'll go on and I'll search. But if I don't find what I'm looking for within a very short period of time, I just don't mess about. I lift the phone and I phone the Apple store in Glasgow. There's now two, so I've got a big advantage there. I just phone them and say, look, here's the problem. And invariably, I have not one second of complaint with Apple anywhere. And they will invariably say, we'll transfer you up to the Genius desk and someone will speak to you there. And they just talk you through it and they'll explain it. So maybe something to do, Simon, if you have researched on the internet, is just give the buggers a call. I found it maybe absolutely excellent with me, and nothing's a problem. There's never, oh, you can't do that, we can't talk to you just now, and I've never had that problem. And so maybe try giving them a call and say, why is it different, and can I get the two to work asynchronous? I think that's the correct term. There you go. I have to look that up, or I'll just ask Siri. Anyway, trackpads are not for everyone. I agree with that. And tablets are not for everyone. Just as touchscreen monitors. I know Sony does one, because my daughter's got one, and I don't like it. And Apple, I don't think Apple will ever go down the road of touchscreen monitors. You know, I think they'll always do it via a remote unit, because you really don't want to have to be moving your hand about a 24 or 27 inch screen, swiping your arm about. Then you're really going to have problems with syndrome. I'm not saying that Simon mentioned that, I'm just bringing it up. I'm just saying that I know a lot of companies have went that route, and I think you just stick with the trackpad or the mouse. So just a couple of thoughts on what Simon said, and just to reiterate with me, that I will never go back to a mouse. It's worked for me. My daily routines, from single finger, 2, 3, 4, 5, the hot corners, shift and swipe. I can't remember them all. There's too many. I can put the computer to sleep immediately from the trackpad. I can bring the screensaver on, take it off, I can start and stop, so many other things, all from the trackpad. And it's so smooth, it's silky smooth on your fingers, and there's none of this dragging a mouse about. You know, I've actually got a mouse for my little netbook and I never use it, because I just get fed up with mice. So, two or three thoughts, I suppose, but yeah, it's all good stuff, and this is all great content, isn't it? I mean, we're chatting about something that's it's just a little technical feature, and finding out people's different views. So it's always great to hear from everyone that's been involved in this, or who's wanting to chip in and have their say on it. Okay, bye for now.